Just as fast as he set them up, Harrington is being asked to move his poster board-sized signs of bloody fetuses further from the Jacksonville landing Monday.
Sorry, did you talk to management about this?
No, this is a public sidewalk here.
Yeah,
so.
but this is the part of the landing.
The landing is participating in a kids' trick-or-treating event at the same time he and two volunteers are holding their anti-abortion protest. Harrington knows the signs are ugly. That's the point, he says.
After someone viewing one of these images, they tend to be more against abortion. So the statistics and the studies are on our side. The idea that this would turn someone against us, to me, is kind of, you know, they're already in that camp.
Harrington mentions a Canadian study funded by the anti-abortion group End the Killing. It concluded graphic imagery increases negative feelings toward abortion. However, the study found little evidence that graphic campaigns move pro-choice voters to the anti-abortion column. Jacksonville University marketing professor Doug Johansson says campaigns like Harrington's are more likely to rally the base.
For example, if you take the cigarette ads, you know, that show a dead lung, people that don't smoke and think smoking is bad for you, they might think, yeah, that's true, and that's a great reason not to smoke. Smokers might say, you know, it may be true, may not happen to me.
Johansson says it's possible Harrington could convert some people, but shock images are generally not an effective way to do that. Harrington says a plane flying anti-abortion banners will be flying around downtown Jacksonville for the next couple days. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJZT News.